Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2212. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show and get rewarded for doing so. But for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hey, Dr. Neil. Is it true that machine exercises often don't help with increasing stability as you increase weight? I was told it can be bad to get used to machines because it doesn't include its stability as you utilize the machines. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Chris. I'm really glad you asked about this. I spend so much time discussing free weights and body weight exercises, and so I end up spending very little time discussing resistance training machines. This probably makes me sound like a free weight snob, which I swear I'm not. So let me start by saying that I have no problem with resistance machines. In fact, I used them when I first started getting into strength training and continue to use them for certain exercises. So I'll first talk about why I like them and then mention which free weight exercises I would consider incorporating. So first, the good. I mentioned that when I first started getting into resistance training, I used these weight machines. The reason is these machines can help you get a feel for how to perform the move properly and, in general, can help protect you from injury. This is because the machines restrict your range of motion so that when you're performing the movement, your form is nearly perfect. Now, why am I saying nearly perfect? Imagine, you're using the shoulder press machine, let's say. Oh, and if you're not quite sure which one that is, it's the machine where you sit in what looks like to be a high back chair with a handle placed in front of each shoulder. You grab the handles with both hands, and again, while seated, you press them to the sky. As you press your hands up, your shoulders kick in to help you lift those handles, and as you lift, the machine guides you through the perfect motion. But even though the motion is perfect, injuries can still occur if, for example, the weight being used is too heavy. But there are other ways these machines can lead to injury. We need to remember the importance of breathing properly. As you lift the handles during a machine shoulder press, like I just described, you want to breathe out. As you bring your hands back down, you want to breathe in. You want to use the same breathing technique for any weightlifting exercise. Now, an easy way to remember when to breathe in and out is to use this rule. Breathe out upon exertion. So, when you exert the most effort, that's when you exhale. But a common mistake, even when folks use these machines, is to hold their breath. Also, have you ever seen people just swinging the weights back and forth when they're using these machines? The machines are supposed to help restrict movement, but yet somehow these folks have found a way to cheat. It's better to use controlled movements to prevent any kind of injury. So when I see folks swing the weights like that, they're often using a weight that's either too heavy or too light. When you're just starting out, aim for a weight that you can lift 12 to 15 times. As you become more comfortable with the machine, you can increase the weight so that you can lift it 8 to 10 times. Here's a helpful tip. As you lift the weight and are exhaling with exertion, count to 3. So, as you lift the weight and exhale, count 1, 2, 3. Then, as you lower the weight, inhale, and again count 1, 2, 3. That'll make sure that you're not swinging the weight and you're not moving too quickly. Oh, and another thing I love about these machines is that you can increase and decrease the amount of weight you're lifting really easily. Usually it's as simple as moving a pin to a new weight on the weight rack. I also love using these machines for exercises that simply aren't practical to do with free weights. For example, let's say you want to work on your glutes and hamstrings. The leg curl machine is great for building up those muscles. That's the one where you lay flat on a bench, face down, and place the backs of your feet under a padded bar. You then lift your feet, and while you lift, the bench keeps your knees still, forcing you to only use your glutes and hamstrings. Can you imagine trying to do this move with free weights? It wouldn't be all that practical and wouldn't be great for balance. But machines like these can be great for isolating certain muscle groups. And yes, I know you could perform deadlifts and squats to hit the glutes and hamstrings and quads, but that's not always practical depending on the person's injury history, whether they're a beginner, whether they want to just isolate those muscles, and so that's why I'm not mentioning those here. So as long as you're using the machines properly and safely, you can absolutely get results. Now back to your question, Chris, when would you want to consider graduating from the machines onto free weights? What about those like stability muscles and things like that? I usually recommend folks incorporate free weights into their routine because using free weights forces you to use those little muscles you didn't know existed, like those little muscles that help with balance. Remember how I mentioned that machines help keep your form perfect? Well, it's kind of a catch-22 because the machines restrict your movements, so some of the smaller stabilizing or balancing muscles may not actually kick in. Let's use the shoulder press example from before. When you ditch the shoulder press machine and try to perform the same move but with dumbbells in each hand, you may find that initially it feels odd. As you press the weights towards the sky, your arms might start to move too far forward or too far backward as you try and balance the weight. But just know that this is perfectly normal. What's happening is all those little muscles that weren't being used when we were using the machines have now kicked in, and that helps you balance the weight. In fact, you may find that the next day, you start to feel sore in places you didn't even know existed. So this is why I like incorporating some free weights into a resistance training program. Some exercise physiologists have also argued that don't only run on treadmills or don't only use stationary bikes. Try and run outdoors or use a real bike because those trigger some of those stabilizing muscles as well. When you're jogging outside, you have to avoid that little crack in the pavement or you have to adapt to uphill and downhill grades, whereas on a treadmill, you don't. When you're bicycling outdoors, you have to use all sorts of stabilizer muscles to help keep you upright. So the bottom line is this: using machines for building muscles, isolating specific muscle groups, and strengthening your bones is great. I especially like to recommend them when someone is brand new to resistance training. But to be sure you work your muscles to their fullest extent, definitely incorporate some free weights every now and then.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And thank you again for the question, Chris. Now, if you want a physical copy of our Optimal Living Daily Workbook shipped to you for free and you're in the US, send in a relevant health-related question. It can be about diet, fitness, nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines, and your question will be answered right here on the show. If you're outside the US, we'll send you a digital version of the workbook. So, to send in a question, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or, if you want to send in a question via audio and have your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record your question from your computer. Or, you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. Answering them is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.